square peg in a round hole. I never fit there. And that was okay, I guess, because there's a lot of people who don't fit where they were. But I didn't know that now. But as far as my history with 12-step programs, I started 12-step programs probably when I was 21 years old. I remember my daughter was a baby, and 9 years later, my sponsor was still with me when my ex-husband molested my daughter. So I was still in contact with Overeaters Anonymous. And I thought I'd never be. I heard my story before, by the way. I heard my story before. And that wasn't going to be me, because there's no way I'm going to drink alcohol. There's no way I'm going to do drugs. But I sure was snooty and snotty about it and judged other people about it. And for me, when I judge people, God gives me a little bit of some of their medicine, sometimes a lot of their medicine. So I have to be very careful these days on how my thoughts are accountable to me. I didn't know. This is kind of going back and forth, and I apologize, maybe jumping subjects, but the only way I could get through my daughter and my family being ruined is my sponsor told me, walk the middle of the road till you know what happened. Because it was the jury, we didn't know exactly. There was this two stories that I was getting. And Overeaters Anonymous probably saved my life, because they let me bring in my three kids. And they sat on the floor while I went to a meeting. And I was probably in Overeaters Anonymous for about 9 years. But then I kind of had my teenage years when I was in my 30s. I found meth, and I could drink a little bit, but I could stay up past 9 o'clock because I'd be in bed at 9 o'clock every day. So that took off. And okay, thank you. I had to stop doing that. And then, because it was ruining my life, then I gained a lot of weight. So then I had gastric bypass. And then I became a real alcoholic. Worse than my mother and my father, I think, ever was. I didn't start a lot of fights, but I had a lot of pour me, pour me, pour me another drink. And I thought that my kids should honor me and be nice to me and be a family, because the same kind of respect I had for my grandparents and parents. But it wasn't that way. It just wasn't. And ten years ago, my left femoral head collapsed, and I was in and out of the hospital. I'd been to Alcoholics Anonymous and tried to get sober from 2011. What does this have to? Because I'm not eating, I'm going to break out into something else. And I had to go to Alcoholics Anonymous to get saner. And then I had to go to Al-Anon to get out of everybody else's business. But when I moved here into this West Covina, my husband had a major breakdown. He's the most confident person I know, and now he's scared to death of everything. So, and his imagination is huge, and he used to have lovely dreams, but now he has all nightmares. So, and he's scared of everything. So that broke me. And I went to rehab. He went to a mental hospital. And when I found out there was Overeaters Anonymous, I was thrilled. I would go to Claremont on Fridays. And I love this book. I mean, I was happy to have it again. We lost everything. But really, in hindsight, we had to lose everything. We had to move out of that neighborhood. We weren't fitting there either. We had driver's licenses, and most people didn't. They had cars, but so we needed to go, and thank God he put me where I need to be finally. And we moved to West Covina. We were at 425 square feet, and I could not even remember. I couldn't memorize anything. I thought I was dumb, dead. I thought I was brain dead. So the third step prayer, the seventh step prayer, and I can remember them there. I'm so grateful because I can remember them. Because I thought my memory was toast. I thought I was gone. But that was 7 years ago, almost. And God is with me. He brought me into Overeaters Anonymous. So I have one, two, I had to go through all that to get back to, it was the first door on the block, maybe the last door on the block, but I have to keep open because I'm like a whack-a-mole. Something else is going to bother me. Today, stop it. Anyways, it shouldn't be so loud, but buzzing. I'm a caregiver to my husband. Okay, I found out there was Overeaters Anonymous, and I was thrilled. My husband was going with me. He was doing a little bit better then, differently, and so we would go, and it was awesome. But then the pandemic hit. I think I also came into the skivvy room a couple times. But I was so glad that it was so close. But soon after, there was the pandemic. And then 2 years ago, we moved out to West Covina Boulevard across from the high school. I didn't see that coming because we lost everything. But God had, I mean, every time I needed something, I need a cover letter from the Social Security on what my husband made, whatever. And I was thinking of all the ways I had to manipulate and do things to get it. And then I went to the mailbox and it was there with a raise. Thank you. I don't believe, is it odd or God? Well, I don't believe in odd. So it has to be the God of my understanding. God of my understanding, I can't describe it to you. I just can't. I want it to be the Christian God that thank you. But I don't know. And so if I don't know, I can't judge you either, Today, God slowly introduces things in my life that are bad for me and tells me so. I do read labels. I kind of have a food plan. It's getting narrowed down. But I also, just recently, I realized that dealing with my husband is very difficult sometimes because it's repetitive and I can't argue with it because he doesn't understand. It's written in cement for him. So I realized that I was having a trauma response. And I looked at all the clutter in my house, and I'm just like, for my New Year's resolution, I wanted a place for everything in its place. I didn't know how I could do that because when my left femoral head collapsed, that started my needing help from other people. I had to have three hip replacements. The first guy didn't do it cor correctly. And then I got this condition, and then I got that, and I didn't heal well. But that was 10 years ago, and now I can walk. Now my weight is going down. I do have a little help from my doctor, but I know to now I'm up and moving. Something, my granddaughter came in from Canada, helped me put everything, like move in basically to my house I've been in 2 years. I didn't have help, and if I had help, I had to pay it, and it was just for a certain task. Well, for the last few weeks, I've been off my rear end. I put my windows open. I have great big windows. I bought this place. It was beautiful. I didn't even know I could afford it. But so, but big windows, and I got to the point where I wasn't opening them. I was just, I had super glue on my butt on the couch, and I was cowering like a child, like when I was a child, because the schizoaffective reminded me of my childhood. It was like this again, but it's not this again. I'm older. I know that God can do a lot of things. I don't do those substances anymore. I put my best foot forward. I open my mouth. I don't make a, when I'm asked to share, I open my spirit, experience, strength, and hope. If it comes out okay, that's all right. If it doesn't, God, bless it or block it, God. You guys can hear and pick out whatever it relative to you. But I have been off my butt and earned my sleep every single night. Cleaned my house. And then it took me 2 days to detail my own car. And I started this time, I hit a wall at this time, and then I have to eat because I'm busy. I'm not eating. I'm on the go. And yesterday I kind of hit a wall and I woke up tired, but I still was able to get some things done. And when my body said to be rest, I rest. I also have to take some certain medicines. If I don't, it can be bad. And that's another way of abusing myself when I don't do that. I make sure he takes his. Yes, for you. I also realized I was out of iron. So I had to go to the store and buy the irons to get better. What does that have to do with overeating? Everything. I no longer sit in my living room to eat. I sit at my dining room table with my husband and we talk. It's no longer him on this side, me on that side, and hell in the hallway. I heard that. It's not like that, I He's gets feeling squirrely, we go for a ride, But God's telling me and letting me listen to my body when something makes me sick, I can no longer eat them. So if I take my husband out to a frozen yogurt, I'm going to hurt myself. We had to have, how long do I have now?
You have 5 minutes.
Okay. But now we're going to have to go and do something else. It came up to my head. Maybe we're going to go bowling. I haven't been bowling in forever. We'll probably do gutter balls, but why not? Why not? And we started going to concerts, plays, things that I've always wanted to do, but I never did them. And now my husband, he'll use the F word afterwards. He's had fun. And he was didn't have a bad thought for 3 hours, So we're going out tonight. We're going to do something tonight. And, I'm starting to ask him, and it's pennies on the dollar for community plays. And it's better than going to a movie because and they don't even allow popcorn in theaters, so that works. So I am so grateful to Overeaters Anonymous because it started my journey when I was 21. So my children do not even know me without having a program, even though I haven't always been in program a lot of my life and a lot of the recipe. This is a recipe for life for me. I work two other programs and it does matter. I also do reach out. I reach out to certain people and I love my life. I'm alive today. And this is just recently that I actually, there's a fire under my rear end. I don't want to sit on the couch anymore. Because of all these projects, some of the clutter has come, but I know this is not a trauma response. This is because you're fixing something else, and this is all right. I give myself grace because God gives me grace every single day. I fit into my husband's world. We sit there and talk, even if he doesn't feel good. Sometimes he's a little suicidal and I have to listen. And I don't want to listen to that. But God's given me the grace to do that too. And I know that I have a brother program, and that's really nice. I see all the family that didn't get along up there cheering it. We couldn't do it. No. But I'm grateful for the people I've met. If I say I'm grateful to be a 12-stepper, you better believe it, because I found a fellowship beyond my wildest dreams. And if you need someone, I even prayed for a good friend and got it. I wanted someone that I was very tight with, close to. And God gave it to me. So my God answers my prayers. I also have to make sure that I pray for other people's gods, because I have to remember I'm not it. And they have a God. And sometimes I was in my kid's life so much. There was a feud for 7 years. I got taken care of me and got out of there. And now the feud is no longer there. And what's the common denominator? I stayed out of their business. So thank you for letting me share. I hope you got something from it, because it sounds on this side like it was like a big zigzag. But if you don't hear something that resonates with you, please keep coming back, because there's other people, other meetings, and you might hear something that you can resonate with, and it's worth it. Thank you for letting me share.